Kings fans, it's time for game night.
And he scores! Wins it in overtime!
With a comprehensive look at the upcoming game, including a look at the Kings and their opponents.
Coming in off the right wing, took it to the net.
Interviews, analysis with notes, news, and scores from around the NHL. And your calls. Let us know what's on your mind. Call us now at 877-KINGS-20. That's 877-KINGS-20. It's game night, and it starts now.
Oh, it's always fun. I think the crowd's always higher energy for these types of games. And, every time I see them on the calendar, it's exciting and it's fun.
That was Blake Lazant. I am Jesse Cohen. Welcome back, Kings fans. This is LA Kings Game Night, coming to you here from Anaheim, California. It's game number 56 for your LA Kings, as tonight they take on the Anaheim Ducks in Honda Center. The last time the Kings and Ducks faced off against each other was December 20th, a 4-1 win for your LA Kings, capped off by one of the more impressive goals of the year by Kevin Fiala.
Broken stick for Vetrano. Fiala up ice. Vetrano cuts around the puck. What a spectacular goal from Kevin Fiala! That is sensational!
That was sensational. An impressive goal from Kevin Fiala, the fourth goal in that 4-1 win over the Anaheim Ducks by your Kings at Crypto.com Arena. Tonight's game is here at Honda Center. The Kings' all-time record against the Ducks here at Honda Center, or as it used to be known, Staples Center South. I suppose now it is Crypto.com Arena South. The record here, 30-33-7-9. So despite the fact that some of the biggest games in franchise history have been played and won here, including Game 7 of that 2014 second-round playoff series, the Kings actually have a below 500 record here at the Honda Center. We'll hope to close that gap a little bit here tonight. The Ducks enter tonight's action on a three-game losing streak and boast a league-worst negative 92 goal differential, a number I didn't think we'd see this early in the season. Meanwhile, your LA Kings come into tonight's game in third place in the Pacific Division, looking to win their third game in a row. Kings will play the Arizona Coyotes tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena before heading out on a six-game road trip through Minnesota, New Jersey, both New York teams, and finally Winnipeg on February 28th. Will the Kings pick up that third win in a row and move into second place in the Pacific? We'll find out in just over an hour, but for now, we're taking your questions and comments here at LA Kings Game Night. Call in 877-KINGS-20. That's 877-KINGS-20. Questions, comments, and as always, we are giving away tickets to upcoming Kings games if you call in. Tonight's lineup features one change. Tobias Bjornfoot was recalled from the Ontario Reign. He is likely to be a healthy scratch tonight, but Gabriel Vilardi, it sounds like, will rejoin the lineup. Todd McClellan spoke to the media over the past few days about Gabriel Vilardi's slow return to playing shape through practice.
Gabe is getting, being in gray is a great sign. And now doing and being active in all the drills is the second sign. We have a science department that marks fitness and output in practice, how it compares to games. We'll look at those numbers and see how he stacks up to his standard, not necessarily everybody else's, but to his standard. And then hopefully we'll get him in either on Friday or Saturday.
And based on what we're hearing from Zach Dooley and the rest of the media who attended the availability with Todd McClellan earlier here in Anaheim today, it sounds like Gabriel Vilardi will slot into the lineup. He will join Rasmus Kupari and Arthur Kaliev on the Kings' fourth line. Carl Grundstrom still skating in a red no-contact jersey, but he has rejoined the team this week. He is skating and participating in drills, still on IR, still wearing that red non-contact jersey during practice. Phoenix Copley is projected to be tonight's starter. He has gotten himself a new mask that he debuted against the Pittsburgh Penguins when they retired Dustin Brown's jersey and unveiled his new statue. The Kings, that means, are 2-0. In the new Phoenix Copley mask era, also 2-0 in the Dustin Brown statue era. Phoenix Copley's record improved to 17-3-1 with a goals against average of 2.74 and a save percentage of .903. And Phoenix Copley will be featured on Monday morning's episode of All the Kings Men, the official podcast of the LA Kings. We sat down and talked to Phoenix for about 20 minutes. Got some interesting insights into to the Kings goaltender. Familiar faces for the Anaheim Ducks. No players, but two coaches. Mike Stuthers is an assistant coach for the Anaheim Ducks, as is Craig Johnson. Mike Stuthers was the former head coach of the Ontario Reign. Craig Johnson, a former King and Duck skater, and also a former assistant coach for the Ontario Reign. In Kings news, Mikey Anderson signed an 8-year contract extension this week. 8 years, $4.125 million annual average value. He has a 10-team no-trade list protection clause in the final 5 years of that contract. And it's excellent news, I think, all the way around. We'll hear from Mikey Anderson and from Rob Blake later on here tonight at LA Kings game night during the third segment when warm-ups are happening. We'll play Mikey Anderson talking to the media about his new contract, and we'll play relevant clips from Rob Blake following the State of the Franchise event that took place Wednesday night in downtown LA. It is also Luke Robitaille's birthday, so happy birthday, Luke Robitaille, my favorite player when I was growing up, and now I suppose my boss's boss's boss, president of the LA Kings, Hockey Hall of Famer, number 20, with his number retired at Crypto.com Arena. Luke Robitaille celebrates his birthday today. Other important games around the league: the Dallas Stars take on the Minnesota Wild, and the New York Rangers take on the Edmonton Oilers. The reason those two games are important, obviously Edmonton just behind the Kings in the standings. They are currently with 66 points, the Kings with 67. So based on how tonight's action plays out, the Kings could open up a three-point lead on Edmonton, or Edmonton could wind up 1 point ahead of the Kings in the standings, depending on how the Kings game goes and the Oilers game. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Wild occupy the second wildcard spot. They have 61 points. Colorado, just ahead of them at third in the Central, has 63 points. Colorado has a game in hand on Minnesota, but we are paying attention to the wildcard races in case it becomes relevant, in case the Edmonton Oilers do in fact pass the Kings, and then the Kings find themselves battling for a wild card spot. So the playoffs, always a little bit tricky, but those are the relevant games in the rest of the NHL tonight. Now, on to tonight's trivia question. If you would like to take a stab at the answer to this, you will give yourself a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Kings game. Tonight's question: the first Kings goalie to be named to an all-rookie team. The first Kings goalie to be named to an all-rookie team. Is it Jonathan Quick, Jack Campbell, Jonathan Bernier, or Jamie Storr? A lot of J names there. Go ahead, call in 877-KINGS-20. 877-KINGS-20. Give yourself a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Kings game. There are 10, I believe, home games in the month of March down the playoff stretch, so plenty of options for you to go ahead and come watch the LA Kings make a playoff push. That's going to bring us to the audio segment of tonight's availability. We heard from Todd McClellan. We heard from Blake Lizotte on playing against the Ducks. Todd McClellan, as always, speaks to the media after games and after practice. And he was asked, following the last game, what was a nicer sign for him? The fact that the team had scored 11 goals in the last two games, or the fact that they had only allowed two goals against? And frankly, his answer caught me a little off guard.
First of all, two wins. Goals scored is great. Few given up was fine. We're happy to put the points in the bank. But I thought the two games were opposite of each other, really, when it came to details. We got away with a lot of stuff tonight. I know you were supposed to appreciate and enjoy wins, but I wasn't overly impressed with our team tonight. I thought we did things that we shouldn't be doing. Three offensive zone penalties, one late in the game to give them a chance to get back in, turnover after turnover. So rarely do I come in and over-critique a win, but tonight's the night.
That was the case that night, and it caught all of us, I think, a little bit off guard. The Kings had picked up that win against Pittsburgh 6-0 on Saturday night, then Buffalo comes in on Monday. The Kings dominate early in the game. They allow Buffalo to climb into it, but never really threatening to challenge to take those 2 points away, and we all come back into the media room thinking, okay, 11 goals for, 2 goals against, 2-0 since the long break. We're going to get some good quotes from the Kings head coach about how well his team is playing, but that was not the case. The mood a little bit darker. Todd McLellan continued with his evaluation of his team's play.
I thought we actually played an okay first period. It was kind of a safe period for both teams. I didn't think the first 10 minutes of the second were anywhere near where we had to play. Whether it was breakouts, board work, face-offs, we were good in the face-off circle in the first period. We weren't real good in the second. And I thought we played a lot of one-on-one hockey, which we typically don't. You got to give them credit. They're a hard team to play against. They really play forward a lot. They pinch all over the rink. It takes a little while to figure it out when you haven't played them a lot. But after Kempe scored the shorty, we decided to forecheck a few times and created some turnovers, which helped. And fortunately, we got the lead.
Again, that was Todd McLellan critiquing his team's play on Monday night against the Buffalo Sabres, a 5-2 win, their second in a row. And the head coach, again, saying he was happy to bank the points and move on, but had some concerns about the way his team played. Hopefully, we'll see here tonight in Anaheim a team that more resembles the play of the Kings on Saturday night against the Pittsburgh Penguins rather than Monday's effort against the Buffalo Sabres, at least according to Todd McLellan. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we will hear from Todd McLellan, Jim Hiller, and Drew Doughty about the Kings' power play and Mikey Anderson's new contract extension. This is LA Kings Game Night. I'm Jesse Cohen. Stick around, Kings fans. We'll be right back.
Crypto.com is the official crypto platform partner of the LA Kings and the world's fastest growing crypto app. In the app, you can easily buy and sell cryptocurrencies and different coins, collect the world's top NFTs, and get discounts when you pay with crypto. Download the Crypto.com app now on the App Store or Google Play. All information is provided for informational purposes only, and this message is not intended as a recommendation of financial or investment advice. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile and subject to significant risks and may not be suitable for you. Not available in all jurisdictions.
You. Y-O-U. Three little letters to make a very small word.
That means so many things, because no you
is ever one single thing.
You.
If put at the start,
starts to change everything.
To begin a sentence,
begin with you.
You.
Kind of makes you wonder
how big you can become when you
comes first. Every you at the center of what we do. Blue Shield of California.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
The LA Kings. Play here.
Score! Arvidsson!
Bally Sports West.
Patrick Gold!
And now, you have more ways to watch than ever. With your service provider.
To win it! Yes! Score!
Or with the all-new Bally Sports Plus, available on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, what a setup!
Bally Sports West. Your home for LA Kings hockey.
Energy is building at Crypto.com Arena. Be a part of the best entertainment experience in Los Angeles. Join the Kings family today and choose the ticket plan that works for you. Lock in your seats by visiting lakings.com/memberships today. And go Kings!
This is LA Kings Game Night. Make your voice heard. Call 877-KINGS-20. Back to the action on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Welcome back, Kings fans. Jesse Cohen here once again, coming to you from Anaheim, California, where I am at Honda Center, where your LA Kings will take on the Anaheim Ducks in just over 45 minutes. In the first segment, we heard from Todd McLellan about his concerns with the effort his team put forth Monday night against the Buffalo Sabres at Crypto.com Arena. We also heard from Blake Lizotte talking about how much he enjoys getting up for games here at Honda Center against the Ducks. We heard from a lot of players how much the fans contribute to the energy here in these rivalry games. Again, the number 877-KINGS-20, 877-KINGS-20. If you have any questions or comments, if you're on your way down to Orange County to watch the game, or if you just want to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Kings game, there are plenty in the month of March. Go ahead, call in 877-KINGS-20, 877-KINGS-20. Talked to Todd McLellan about Mikey Anderson's new contract and the demeanor his young defenseman brings to the team.
He has a likable business attitude, is the best way I can put it. And I don't know if business attitude is always likable, but his is. And he fits a loose, casual room. He fits a real serious room and everything in between.
It was Todd McLellan again talking about Mikey Anderson. He also talked about the growth he's seen in Mikey Anderson's game. Mikey Anderson is just in the midst of his fourth NHL season, if you can call it that. His first season, he only played six games. That was back in 2019-20. 2020-21, he played 54 of 56, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was the COVID season. Last season, played 57 games, suffered an injury midway through the season. And then this year, 55 games out of a possible 55, and leads the team in plus-minus with plus 10. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I understand the plus-minus is a stat that comes with certain flaws, but when your team is a minus one and you lead your team with a plus 10, I think that's a pretty good sign that you are good in your own defensive zone. Again, Todd McLellan talked about the growth he has witnessed in Mikey Anderson over the course of his short career.
I would start physically. His strength and conditioning has improved immensely from the time that he's arrived, and he's really committed to it. And then after that, he's always had a pretty good toolbox. He's learned quite quickly when and how to apply those tools in a game. I think his physicality has gone up more as he gets more confident throughout the years. I don't know if it existed, but the intimidation factor of playing against the other team's best players, he's through that now. He does that every night. And it doesn't matter who you are, it has to be a little bit, you got to be a little bit in awe when you first step on the ice consistently against Crosby or Malkin or McDavid, Dreisaitl. I really think that's gone now and from him, and he just expects to do it.
Again, Todd McLellan commenting that Mikey Anderson is now a true veteran, not intimidated or concerned to play against the best players in the league. We saw that certainly last year in the playoffs against Leon Dreisaitl and Connor McDavid. We saw it Saturday night against the Pittsburgh Penguins when Sidney Crosby received the first ejection of his entire career as a result of his interaction with Mikey Anderson. Now, it was asked of head coach Todd McLellan if Mikey Anderson's attitude towards defending is something that the organization values, his determination not to allow offensive players past him at the blue line.
You know, there's a pocket full of defensemen in the league that really produce a lot of points, and they're offensive-orientated. They're running gun, and they go. Mikey has the ability to produce points and create offense, but his, you know, when he hangs his hat, he hangs it on defending and shutting down the opponents, and a big part of that's using the blue line as an aid, gap, and strike points. Net play, he's very good at all of that. He's going to be doing it for the Kings for a long time.
One of the things that we've discovered about Mikey Anderson, again, this is LA Kings game night, talking about the new contract that defenseman Mikey Anderson has signed that will see him play at least for eight more years, assuming nothing happens. One of the things we've learned about him is that he is fiercely competitive, whether it is games he made up with his brother, throwing water balloons over the roof of their home, one brother in the front yard, one brother in the backyard, or whether it is defending that blue line against players like Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby. I think Mikey Anderson, it would be fair to say, is a player who doesn't just love to win, but hates to lose. And that puts him squarely in that category with Drew Doughty, who absolutely hates to lose, which might be why they make such an effective pair. Todd McLellan was asked when he knew that he had something special with 44 and 8 as a defensive pair?
We didn't know. Drew had partners that rode shotgun with him for a lot of his career. And as those individuals left, either retirement, injury, trade, whatever it might be, we were looking for that next individual. We wanted it to be a lefty. Mikey came in, and I think based on where the organization was and the transition of the team, he was granted an opportunity, and he took advantage of that opportunity. Little by little, day by day, just kept the confidence got better. Drew began talking a lot more about playing with him. He enjoyed playing with him, and the pair just, was married after that. They continue to play solid minutes for us night after night.
Tom McLellan there talking about Drew Doughty and Mikey Anderson, and mentioning the fact that Drew Doughty talked about wanting to play with Mikey Anderson, enjoying playing with Mikey Anderson. And this is a point that I keyed in on a few years ago, and I would get into disagreements might be too strong of a word, but I would get into conversations with other Kings fans, and the thought process was always, well, we have to find a partner for Drew. And I would say, no, we found a partner for Drew Doughty. His name is Mikey Anderson. They're incredibly effective if you look at their numbers. And if you talk to Drew Doughty, he would tell you that he wants to keep playing with him. I went ahead and dug up a clip that I had found a while back about Drew Doughty and Mikey Anderson. This is Drew Doughty talking about what he likes about playing with Mikey Anderson, and this is, I think, maybe from 2 years ago.
I love playing with Mikey. He's a great player, very smart player, good defensively, makes some really nice plays, and he talks on the ice, which is something you don't see in young guys, and that just helps everyone around him. I love playing with him. He learns quick. He listens to everything myself or the coach has got to say, and he takes it in and fixes those things. So and he's always willing to learn, always asking me questions. So, what do you think we should have done here or there? And, I give my input. And sometimes, he's ahead of me, and I'm asking him, what should we do? He's that smart that I trust him that much. And, I was a young guy one time, too, and I had older guys like Sean O'Donnell and Rob Scuderi kind of take me under their wing as a partner and, show me the ropes and teach me little things here and there. And I'm just trying to do the same exact thing to Mikey. I've done it with a few guys with, Muzzin, McNabb, Forbert, and now I've got Mikey, and it's something I, love doing and love building a relationship. But, with this one, I'm hoping it can last a little longer. Those other ones were kind of two-year partnerships. I would like to try to, have one for 5 or 6 years if we could.
There you have Drew Doughty saying a few years ago that he'd like to play with Mikey Anderson for 5 or 6 years. So it looks like he may get his wish. Mikey Anderson signing an 8-year contract extension this week with the LA Kings. Found another clip of Drew Doughty singing the praises of Mikey Anderson.
No, I don't want someone. I like playing with Mikey Anderson. I love playing with Mikey Anderson. We've developed quite the partnership. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you need to bring anyone in to play with me.
There you have it. Don't need to bring anyone to play with me, said Drew Doughty. And again, that was at least a year ago. It's been making me think all week long since the contract was signed. I think the fact that that contract is 8 years, the fact that Drew Doughty is the type of player that, frankly, I could see playing for another decade and being effective at it, that's the Kings' top pair moving forward. I think that should color everybody's expectations as to what the team might do moving forward with the blue line. When you think about players like Brant Clark in Ontario Hockey League at the moment. If Brant Clark is truly untradeable, as it sounded like he was this week when the rumors were swirling, and if you've got your top pair locked up for 8 more years, I think that could be a signpost as to which direction the team might be heading when it comes to acquiring players to improve this team. Now, Tom McLellan was asked, since number 8 and number 44 are already an incredibly effective defensive pair, what is the ceiling for their improvement?
Well, we hope they continue to improve. We need them to. Drew's got a lot of miles on him, but we don't see him breaking down at all. And Mikey has at least 8 years in front of him. So if they don't improve, we'll be in trouble. We expect them to. I think that, and in fact, I told Mikey this today, that the commitment that the team has made to you and you've made to the team, you're the longest employed King right now out of anybody in the organization. That's a green light for you to really step up and provide leadership and maybe go from the middle group to the upper group and stick your nose in there a little bit more. It's a real good signal for him to get quite aggressive. And his personality, he'll still do it right, but I think there's more to that as we evolve.
Todd McClellan talking about the pair of Drew Doughty and Mikey Anderson and implying there at the end that there's an opportunity for Mikey Anderson to step up into that leadership group. He certainly worn the captain's C on previous teams in his career and lauded for his leadership and communication abilities, not just by his teammates and coaching staff, but by the media, by fans. Something to watch out for in the future. Meanwhile, at practice the other day when he had signed the new contract, the news had come out. Ordinarily, players who are on the IR wear a red no-contact jersey. Their socks are red. The jersey is red. Mikey Anderson hit the ice wearing a green jersey, which we could only surmise was for a new contract, not no contact. Todd McClellan was asked about the green jersey at practice.
It was, I don't know who did that, but it was a real good team building thing. It's their team, and we can't rule them out of having those moments. As long as they work and they do the things they need to do, I thought there was some levity to it, and guys had some energy because of it. So it was a good thing.
There you have Todd McClellan wrapping up our conversation with him about Mikey Anderson. Now, yesterday we got a chance to talk to Jim Hiller, new power play coach for the LA Kings. Todd McClellan had conflicting obligations. So Jim Hiller sat down and talked to us about the similarities between the first power play unit and the second power play unit.
Well, you know what? It turns out really good because there's a right shooting defenseman at the top, and then there's a right shooting net front guy, an Arby and Gabe when he's healthy, and then there's the three lefties across the middle. So they really mirror each other. So it works pretty good for us as far as, you know, what we're trying to do with one unit. We're trying to do the same thing with the other unit. It's always a product of what hands the players shoot. You look at Juice and Arthur and Kempe and Callie are both really good one-timers while they happen to be over there on that side. So if they were righties, you know, it's a little bit different situation. So they happen to be two good one-timing options, and they're both left shots.
Jim Hiller was asked when it was that he began putting together the plan for the team's power play this season. He was hired there in the summer. Went on to talk about that.
It was a discussion through the summer. You look at your personnel. I didn't know the guys that well. Had coached against them a little bit, but you know, we just try to talk about what are the strengths of each player, what do they do well, and then how can they fit, and then how can they fit as a group. I think what's worked out well is Phil's line, you know, kind of goes out as the power play. For the most part, Kopi's line, Kevin's been on and off there, goes out as a power play group. So we haven't had to move too many people around. Everybody's just kind of fit in the spots that we felt, you know, would be good. What was important for us was to have a right shot net front or goal line player. And you know, with Gabe's emergence this year, that worked out really good for us right from the start.
There's Jim Hiller talking about the importance of a right shot at the goal mouth on the power play, both units, and I was a little bit curious, so I asked him what exactly is the benefit of that right-hand shot on the goal mouth.
No, it's not a state sheet. It's not important to have just the way we're set up with this, the way the hands are, it's important to have a guy who's could be right or left, depending on which side you're running on. If you have a guy that's an offhand shot, a shot that he can attack the net, and then he has the options to pass to one-time players. So that's really, whether it's righty or lefty, it's where the righty, what options he's going to have, what options the goal line player is going to have off there. And you saw the other day, Jad was playing, because obviously Gabe was out. Jad made a really nice play in Carolina, Foxy. We talked about that. Even though he wasn't a right shot, he was a left shot. He got his body all the way around it and touched it to Kopi. It's just a more difficult play, but he executed it really well as a left shot.
That was Jim Hiller. Meanwhile, the Kings and the Ducks are on the ice here at Honda Center for warmups. That means we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Mikey Anderson and Rob Blake on the defenseman's new 8-year contract extension. This is LA Kings Game Night. I'm Jesse Cohen. Stick around, Kings fans. We'll be right back.
The Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel has another reason for you to come in today. For a limited time only, Yamava is giving all new and inactive members a buy one, get one free buffet. Plus, new members can win up to $1,000 in free play for signing up a Club Serrano membership. You'll earn rewards from playing any of the 6,800 slots or table games. Experience SoCal's best buffet and resort. Yamava is your home to big wins and even bigger prizes. Go for a BOGO today. Details at yamava.com/new member. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Score a goal and join the team that is building a stronger LA. Join the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. LADWP is an excellent place to work with competitive pay, excellent benefits, and many opportunities for professional and personal growth. If you're ready for a change, this is your chance. A job for you is ready and waiting. There are over 150 different types of jobs open to anyone that meets the minimum qualifications. Visit joinladwp.com for more information. That's joinladwp.com.
Can dig if you want to, but you must call 811. If you dig without making the call, it could be bad for everyone. A utilities under your property can be buried any place. So if you dig around, don't do it right. There could be thousands of fines to pay. You can dig. You can dig. Everybody can dig. You just have to call 811.
Learn more at socalgas.com/811.
Experience the future of connectivity with Spectrum One. You get Spectrum Internet delivering the fastest speeds in the nation for $49.99 a month. Advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced privacy and security, free for 12 months. And a Spectrum Mobile line with unlimited talk, text, and data, plus nationwide 5G, free for 12 months. That's Spectrum One. Visit Spectrum.com or your local Spectrum store today. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
To more of LA Kings game night, call 877-KINGS-20. Back to the action on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Welcome back, Kings fans. Jesse Cohen here in Anaheim, California at the Honda Center, where the LA Kings and Anaheim Ducks are on the ice for warm-up. That means we are going to bring you our conversation with Mikey Anderson from the other day, just following his signing of an 8-year contract extension. This is most of the media availability with Mikey Anderson talking about that new contract.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Obviously, this is the place I want to be. I think we're in year 4 now total here. I've loved all my time here, and starting to feel like home. So happy to stay here and be around the group of guys and keep moving the needle forward.
When we talked about signing a 1-year deal over the summer, you said you don't really get too involved in the negotiation side. When did you kind of get looped into this particular deal and know that it was kind of moving along?
Yeah, the last week or so, things kind of picked up steam a little bit. Started talking a little bit more and kind of happened pretty quick. But obviously, like I said, this is a place I was wanting to stay in. I think I told you that earlier in the year too. This is a place I could see as home for a long time. So, I'm happy that we were able to find something that worked and I'm able to stay here.
Mikey, before last week that you talked about in terms of things picking up steam, was there any, even with Rob or whatever, informally, was there any understanding kind of made that you'd eventually be taken care of whatsoever after obviously signing last September, signing the short deal?
I mean, the thing with last year was trying to just be able to get through the year. Obviously, like I said early in the year, trying to build the resume a little bit more. Obviously, I'd only played basically a year and a half if you take the COVID years. It wasn't necessarily the full year. So we couldn't find something that worked out great. So from my standpoint, it was just trying to take one more year, play. And like I said, as a group, we've had a good start to the year, and individually it helped pay off now. So we were able to find something that worked out now. But coming from last year, it was just, like I said, just trying to have the 1 year and keep building, and led to here, so I'm happy with it.
It's life-changing money, other than buying Drew dinner now, because he says you don't need to make this money. Like, how does this change your life? What are you going to do with the money?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think Dewey owes me a few dinners first. I'm still waiting. I think we've only had one. So, obviously now it's being able to be here for 8 years, it's nice, and maybe start looking at a house, you know, kind of try and make that transition a little bit more from, you know, just being here during the year. Maybe this becomes home for the time being. Obviously, that's stuff that'll work itself out, but not too worried about any of that right now.
You had a chance to talk to your folks yet?
Yep, I talked to them. Talked to them yesterday, whole family and everyone. So they were all super excited.
What do you think of who's behind the green jersey today? And what do you think of that?
That's a great question. I came downstairs from workout and I was sitting in the stall. I looked around for a black one, and Shorney and Grange and Dana, they said they couldn't find any more, so I just threw it on and stuck with it. But no, it's good fun.
Well, that was your choice, or
I went and tried to find another black jersey. We couldn't find any. Okay. Couldn't find any, so I just threw it on, and worked out.
I didn't know somebody was playing a joke.
I'm sure they were.
The news
so,
of the day.
Yeah, sure they were, but yeah, all the black jerseys disappeared. They'll be back tomorrow, though, I'm sure.
Like, you're the longest contracted member of the LA Kings right now. Is it kind of weird to hear that or say that when you look at everyone who's in that room?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel like that ever, considering the fact you got Quickie, Kopi, all those guys that have been here for their whole career. But obviously, we've got a great group of young core players. I'm just happy that I get to be here with them for the time being, and continue to keep moving the group forward and try and, you know, get back to where those guys were 10 years ago.
Yeah, Juice, Trevor Moore, guys like that, I have problem with. They've all signed kind of longer term here. Do you feel like you're kind of in that secondary core group with those guys, even though you are a little bit younger than them?
Yeah, and I've been lucky that I've gotten to learn from all of them, you know, especially in the back end with Roy and Wax. Those two in particular are kind of that next core. But coming in, they've treated me super good since the day I got called up. And, you know, I'm happy I get to learn from them. And then obviously you've got Drew and Eddie, and even Ole the last couple of years too. So I've had a good group of defensemen that I've been able to learn from. And now it's trying to take what they've given me and try and help start doing it back a little bit and help out the group from everything I've learned from all them.
Who knows what the long-term future holds or things off in the distance or whatsoever, but what do you think of the suggestions or the conjecture that you could be a future captain one day?
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. Obviously, I've been fortunate enough to have leadership traits kind of everywhere I've gone. And like I said, I've had that great core of older guys to learn from my first couple of years, and then even the secondary core now. And kind of getting grouped in with those guys, it's you know, still learning from all of them, but trying to, you know, implement some of the ways I like to lead within the group, and try and contribute any way I can with that. And I know I have the ability to, so that's something in the future, try and keep adding. And yeah, wherever it goes, it goes. But just trying to do my part to try and help the group and keep growing as a team organization.
That was Mikey Anderson speaking to the media earlier this week following his signing of an 8-year contract extension. On Wednesday, the LA Kings held the State of the Franchise event, as well as signing opportunities for fans. Following the State of the Franchise portion of the evening's festivities, Rob Blake joined the local media in the building and answered a bunch of questions. Now, I've gone ahead and selected all of the questions he answered about Mikey Anderson. If you want the full media availability from General Manager Rob Blake, we will be making that available in the coming days, whether it's on the LA Kings Insider Audio podcast channel or on All the Kings Men. Keep an eye out. We will make that available if you're interested. But here now are selected clips from Rob Blake speaking exclusively about defenseman Mikey Anderson and his new 8-year contract extension.
Mike, we talked with Todd this morning about Mikey Anderson.
Yeah.
Just from your perspective, decision to sign him to an 8-year extension.
Yeah, I think the best thing, we have a real good understanding of what Mikey is, but he's risen to a real capable defender against top players, top offensive players in the league. So real low maintenance, shows up every day. Big part of the leadership going forward with our group too. So felt that commitment over time, he is the same. He's going to come in and do his job every day for us.
Was the conversation always 8 years, or did it organically move to that?
Well, the summer was a little different just because of his positioning, and we knew cap structure and everything. And then once we got into the season, the talks, went anywhere back and forth on term in that aspect. But I think we were comfortable with his age and that term, and getting the service through the good years throughout his career.
There's some no trade protection. Can you confirm?
Yes, there is.
Well, on the back end,
because he's got to wait till a certain age to get
four
years. It's pretty standard with our guys at that age.
I know you had to do just the 1 year on the same in September, like I said, cap stuff whatsoever. Was there either at that time or even in the time since, did you informally tell Peter or his agents, we'll take care of you? This is what we can do now, but...
Oh, no. No, I think they understood our position in the summertime, but as far as the desire to have Mikey long-term over the course of his career, that was never going to change. But sometimes the CBA structure, you have to do some different things at different times.
How much do you, in doing this and in that kind of a commitment, I know he's going to be 31 at the end of it.
Yep.
How much do you think, all right, what kind of a player will he be in role, the role he'll be at 30, 31, as opposed to 24, 25,
etc. Yeah, and I think with Mikey right now, you see him partnering with Drew, playing against the best, the top players in the league. And that's what he does on a nightly basis. He's anywhere 20 to 23 minutes a night. That role, I think, solidifies what he is, and we've got a good idea of that. I think you're going to see more of his leadership and his command. And I've seen him get be a little more physical as the years went on. I think once he got 1 or 2 years in the league and started to understand his abilities there.
We talked about the Trevor Moore signing. I feel like you use a lot of those same words in terms of character leadership. Do you see Mikey in that secondary core group? Yeah. I know he's a little bit younger than those guys.
Yeah, and he's been vocal in that group right from day one. Had pedigree of being a captain also in college and things, but you do see that come out. And I think the guys played a little joke on him today with his jersey during practice. But the type of player who just put it on, went out and did this, practice. He was used to it, but I think the guys had fun with him because they really enjoy having him around.
We've seen with Mikey how he's been able to somewhat get under the skin of like Leon Draisaitl last year during playoffs and Crosby in his most recent game. Is that kind of more due to how good he is defensively?
I think because he skates really well and he gives those guys a little bit of trouble. But he's also, he'll stand up physically to that. But I think any time those top players are playing against tough defenders, it gets frustrating over term. But we've seen Mikey take big steps in that. We're comfortable with him out there against those guys.
Over the last couple of years, Drew Doughty has been vocal about how much he enjoys playing with Mikey Anderson and said at times he'd like to play with him for another 5 years.
Yeah.
How much does
he's got eight now.
Yeah. How much does something like that matter when it comes to extending a guy?
No, it does, but it just shows, like I said, Mikey's character. He's a real good teammate, first and foremost, and I think Drew respects that. But also he's easy to play with, because he does do that job every single night. And the same thing when we're watching upstairs. We don't talk a lot about Mikey because he does give you that effort every night.
Have you met a young player that has such a great communication style, strength, power?
I don't know. And a good word is like presence. Like it's... And even with the little jokes the guys played on him today, but it's because of who he is. And he does have that presence immediately when he walks in, but he did have that in college too. And so it's been around him and part of his game. I saw a big difference probably, I think we brought him in right near the end of the first season there, and he played, 20, 30 games near the end. But then the next season, then you saw the physical element start coming too. Not only, hey, I can play against it, I can defend them, I skate well enough, I'm in the right, but now you're starting to see the physical challenge, and I think he likes that ability to do that.
When it comes to Mikey, you see his defensive game, you talk about the physicality and that. Where's your ceiling with regards to maybe becoming a little bit more offensive?
Yeah, and I think that that will come with the steps and that. The one thing he does really work on his game in the off season, like whether it's going to be a shot or whether he's doing video to see where he can be offensively. He's real smart hockey sense wise on the defending side, and that should transition. He skates well and everything, but that would be the round for his game. I think he's made his basis with what he's going to do. He's going to defend first and foremost, and we can explore the others.
When you had your number retired, you asked Matty Nordstrom to stay alongside you when the banner went up.
Yeah.
Any similarities between Anderson and Nordstrom, and any similarities between him and Doughty and you and
yep.
Matt?
We had a function for Dustin, I think it was Wednesday night, you know, prior to his jersey retirement, and Nelson and I were, Emerson were there at the end, and with Maddie, and as the, some of our younger players would come by, to stop and introduce him, and that's exactly what Nelson said to Maddie. He said, that's a younger, to Mikey. He said, there's a younger Maddie Nordstrom there. So very, you know, basically what they do, they compliment the player they're playing with and they help them. So you, like, I always knew Maddie would do the exact same job every day, and I'm sure Drew looks over at Mikey and when he says he enjoys playing with him, because he understands what kind of job he'll do every night for you.
That was LA Kings general manager Rob Blake drawing a direct comparison between Mikey Anderson and Matias Nordstrom. Plenty of nice things to say about his young blue liner who has signed an 8-year contract extension earlier this week. Warm-ups are over. We are going to take another break. When we come back, some final thoughts from your LA Kings on tonight's game against the Anaheim Ducks. Stick around, Kings fans. This is LA Kings Game Night. We'll be right back.
The LA Kings play here.
Score! Arvidsson!
Bally Sports West.
Patrick goal!
And now, you have more wings to watch than ever. With your service provider.
To win it! Yeah!
Or with the all-new Bally Sports Plus, available on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, what a setup!
Bally Sports West, your home for LA Kings hockey.
If you want the best care for kids in California, come to Children's Hospital Los Angeles. CHLA is the highest-ranked children's hospital in California and a top hospital in the nation on the prestigious U.S. News & World Report Honor Roll of the Best Children's Hospitals. CHLA provides outstanding patient-centered care, trains the physicians, nurses, and caregivers of tomorrow, and conducts life-saving research to help bring more cures to more kids. For the best care for kids in California, visit chla.org.
Crypto.com is the official crypto platform partner of the LA Kings and the world's fastest growing crypto app. In the app, you can easily buy and sell cryptocurrencies and different coins, collect the world's top NFTs, and get discounts when you pay with crypto. Download the Crypto.com app now on the App Store or Google Play. All information is provided for informational purposes only, and this message is not intended as a recommendation of financial or investment advice. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile and subject to significant risks and may not be suitable for you. Not available in all jurisdictions.
Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel has another reason for you to come in today. For a limited time only, Yamava is giving all new and inactive members a buy one, get one free buffet. Plus, new members can win up to $1,000 in free play for signing up a Club Serrano membership. You'll earn rewards from playing any of the 6,800 slots or table games. Experience SoCal's best buffet and resort. Yamava is your home to big wins and even bigger prizes. Go for a BOGO today. Details at yamava.com/new member. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
From Star Wars to Kids Day to LA Dodgers Night, the 22-23 season theme night and promotion schedule has something for everyone. Visit lakings.com/promotions to see all the fun the Kings have in store this season. That's lakings.com/promotions, and go Kings!
We return to LA Kings Game Night, a pregame look at the Kings on your LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Welcome back, Kings fans. Jesse Cohen here once again in Anaheim, where the LA Kings have visited Honda Center to take on the Anaheim Ducks. This is LA Kings Game Night. In the previous segment, we heard from Mikey Anderson about his new contract. We heard from Rob Blake about Mikey Anderson and his new contract. Spoke to Mikey Anderson about playing the Ducks tonight here in Anaheim.
Yeah, I think always these games against them are high energy. Usually the crowd's into it, which again brings a different element to the game that's fun to be a part of. But obviously we're trying to bank as many points as we can get right now. So big game regardless who is against, but obviously there's a little more incentive in the game having it be against those guys.
Mikey Anderson was not the only Kings player who weighed in on tonight's game. Phil Deneau also spoke to us about the importance of the Southern California rivalry.
Extra motivation. Obviously, every game is zero now. You know, we're standing is pretty close. So, but but definitely an extra motivation for tomorrow. And big 2 points I had lost. We won that game. Just the vibe over there too. Like the fans love it, and we love it too. I don't know. Just it's like a Montreal Boston. Ooh, I don't know. It's different. It's different in California, but the rivalry is always good. And like I said, so big motivation.
Never one to be shy about his true thoughts and feelings, Drew Doughty also weighed in on the current state of the rivalry with the Anaheim Ducks.
I don't know. If you want me to be honest, it doesn't feel like much of a rivalry anymore. You know, even in my younger days, the rivalry didn't seem like huge. Like, we had bigger ones with other teams, 100%. But then when both our teams were good and playing each other in playoffs, that kind of created a rivalry for us in the room. I know there's always the rivalry with the fans and stuff, but the rivalry has gotten better since the years have gone, but I didn't find it to be that big of one when I first started.
Drew Doughty never shy for a quote there, downplaying the importance of the rivalry with the Anaheim Ducks. Adrian Kempe, another longtime member of the LA Kings organization, also shared his thoughts on the Southern California rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, they always do. It doesn't matter if they're in the playoffs or we're in the playoffs. And, you know, last year and this year, you know, I feel like there's always tight games. I feel like we've started to play well in those type of games, which is a good thing for us. But, you know, it's like any sport, you know, rivalry is rivalry, and, you know, they're going to be tight games. Doesn't matter where we're standing. So they obviously mean a lot, and, you know, fans get excited. So I think we get excited for those type of games too, and, you know, it's a fun matchup.
Tonight's game, not just a rivalry game, not just an important 2 points for the LA Kings, but also a bit of an early start here, 6 p.m. Todd McClellan talked about what impact that would have on his team and their schedule.
We've had 6 o'clock games before. What will be odd about this one is it's a road game that we don't go to the night before. So our bus ride to Anaheim is going to happen a little earlier in the morning. Everything's going to get backed up. I don't think it should be a big issue. In fact, I think it's going to help us coming back, because we have back-to-back games. So we'll be back in our bed probably before a 7 or 7:30 home start. So that makes it a little more fathomable the following day.
That was Todd McClellan. We've heard from Rob Blake, Jim Hiller, Mikey Anderson, Drew Doughty, Phil Deneau, Adrian Kempe, and more tonight. That, however, is going to do it for us and this edition of LA Kings Game Night. Huge thanks to our in-arena producer, Jake Warner, and Jeff Cabot, as always, at the iHeart Studio in Burbank. LA Kings Game Night returns tomorrow, February 18th, when the Arizona Coyotes come to Crypto.com Arena. But for now, taking one final break. When we return, Hall of Famer Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans have the call as your LA Kings face off against the Anaheim Ducks. This has been LA Kings Game Night. I've been Jesse Cohen. Thanks for listening, Kings fans.
Off the draw, shot, score!
You've been listening to Kings Game Night with a complete look at the Kings' upcoming game. Be sure to join us immediately after the game for Kings Talk. Call in again with your questions and comments at 877-KINGS-20. And now, stay tuned for LA Kings Hockey, coming up right here on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.